Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The center fielder, Von Hayes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Daryl Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charles Hudson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Charles Hudson. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Gross reaches second base with a double. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Samuel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson spins and fires to second, and Hatcher is picked off. 2 outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charles Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say juggles the ball. That's an error on Say. Schmidt moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to third. There goes Wilson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmidt scores. Virgil moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Phillies. Charles Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Lope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a fly ball into left field. Lope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing shortstop. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner pinch hits for George Frazier. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Spear trying to get to second. Gross throws the ball into Jeltz, who tags Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Shook pinch hits for Charles Hudson. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopes. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Lopes steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. Lopes tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear now playing third base. Larry Bowen now playing shortstop. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-3 in the game. Corcoran is walked intentionally. Wilson moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Moreland throws the ball into Davis, who tags Wilson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Corcoran moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Phillies. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Walker pinch runs for Thad Bosley. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hatcher goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopes strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Maddox pinch hits for Kent Tekulve. Davey Lopes now playing third base. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Gary Woods now playing left field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Lopes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.